We're looking today for a day at this section in Proverbs 23, just a couple of verses, looking at Mother's Day. Since it is Mother's Day, we're thinking about moms, and we just want to reflect a little bit about that and with some insight from the Scriptures as we think of moms. Paul in Romans 16:33 speaks of another woman, not his mother, and he says, "Who has been a mother to me?" So as we look at Mother's Day, we're looking at mothers definitely, but also looking in the broader sense of women who have mothering influence on others, caring, thoughtful, loving attitude. We're really looking at women and the characteristics that God has given to women to love and to care as mothers, and as physically as well as spiritually. So Paul is including women of all types who teach, train, are kind, who sit with, who are present, who are praying, who are caring and loving. All these traits make up the traits of a good mother or a woman who follows God. Well, there's various types of moms. Those of us who have been blessed with good moms. Some of us had great moms, and we have been blessed by their presence. Some of you may have had less than pleasant experiences with your mom through the years, which you maybe want to forget. But forgetting isn't the ticket to being released. Instead, if your experience wasn't so good, allow the power of God to change you so that you're different and that you model something different so that we can celebrate your life and your mothering physically, emotionally, spiritually, as God has given these qualities to women. You know, the images of mother changes through the years. They're not always the same. Here's one perspective on the images of mother. When you're 4 years of age, my mommy can do anything. When you're 8 years of age, my mom knows a whole lot. When you get to 12 years of age, naturally, mother doesn't know that either. You know, you get a little bit older, 16 years old, mother, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. 18 years of age, that old woman, she's so far out of date. And then it starts changing as you get into adulthood. 25 years of age, well, mom might know a little bit about that. At 35 years of age, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. At 45 years of age, what does mom think about this? And at 65 years of age, I wish I could talk over my mom about this. Our image of mom changes through the years, doesn't it? The view and the perspective we have. But we praise God for mothers and the mothering characteristic that is present because of God's gift to moms to us. For moms are a beautiful gift to us from God. Certainly like everything else in creation, motherhood's been affected by the fall into sin, as everything other son has. But motherhood in its design is a beautiful gift and function for all of us. So we are thankful for mothers and what they mean for our existence. And it brings us a question today. What can we learn about what produces the greatest joy in a godly mother's life? What can we learn about joy in a mother from a godly mother? Well, that would be a good thing to understand. And what produces that in her? If you have a godly mother, what produces the greatest happiness, the greatest joy in your mother? Is it your success, your happiness, your being like her, not so much like your dad? Is it having a family of your own? Remembering her as you get older? Well, I suggest to you what the Scriptures say here, that the greatest joy in a godly mother's life comes from their children's wise living. That's what the author in this wisdom literature in Proverbs is really saying. He takes God's understanding, applies it to daily life. In verse 23 and 25, in the very last phrase of 25, may she who gave you birth be happy. May she who gave you birth be happy because you are following God through Jesus Christ. We want to think and look at this for a while, because I suggest to you that your mother is more joyful and pleased by you following Jesus than you are even when you come home with straight A's on your report card. When you score the goal in the big game, when you nail the music in the school musical, all that is great stuff. But the thing that gives a permanent smile to a mom is when they see their children following the Lord Jesus Christ. Wise living produces joy in mothers. Let's look at a couple thoughts as we look at these verses here. Mother's Day, parenthood, pain and pleasure. Parenthood, motherhood really involves both, doesn't it? Pain and pleasure. There's pleasure, there's joys, but there's no way anyone's been a mom who hasn't gone through pain. And when does it start? Well, it starts in labor, doesn't it? One person said, before you were conceived, I wanted you. Before you were born, I loved you. Before you were here an hour, I would die for you. This is the miracle of life. That's the joy, the heart of a mother. But to get to that point, moms have to go through the birthing process, right? Which is called labor for a good reason. And even though it's a labor of love. Hard work, great effort with periods of significant pain, but to bring forth the joy of a child. And it's interesting that mothers, the birthing process is called labor, just as we call work, like we see in Genesis chapter 3, work called labor. While through pain and toil and thorns and thistles, becomes production and produce that has blessed us. Both mothering, giving birth, and work called labor. Pregnancy involves going through labor for the birth of a child. This whole idea of pain and pleasure together. These two things are synced. For the joy that comes, there has to be some pain that goes through. To be a mom is to have pleasure in combination with the pain. Hopefully the pleasure far outweighs the pain that you experience, but it's a reality of the world we live in. And it goes beyond just the birthing process into mothering, isn't it? Because the heart of a child, mother's heart for the child is to have the child grow and become like Jesus if they're a follower of Christ. Here's what one mother's heart said. I think this is pretty interesting. My mother taught me logic. If you fall off the swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. So that's logic. My mother taught me to think ahead. If you don't pass your spelling test, you'll never get a good job. My mother taught me ESP. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? My mother taught me to meet a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me. My mother taught me how to be an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up to be a strong adult. My mother taught me about genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mother taught me about the age of wisdom. When you get to my age, you'll understand. My mother taught me about justice. I hope one day you'll have kids and they turn out just like you. Motherhood, it's the joys and the pain. These things link together. And for parenthood, mothering, praise God, we have mothers to help us through this journey. For the pain you endured and the love you have given, we praise God and thank God for our moms through the pain and the pleasure that is all part of motherhood. Well, it's not just in the beginning, but there's also the growth we see. The growth in children. But the growth is what? Grief and gain. It continues on. It's not just in the beginning, but in life. That's part of being a mom. It's part of being a parent. It's both and. It's not one or the other. But there's good news for us that we see in the scriptures. In Proverbs 22:6, what does he say? The writer of Proverbs says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. They will not leave it. In other words, the author is saying that when you raise a child in the ways of the Lord, over time, the tendency, the general result will be they will follow it. Doesn't mean they won't bump their toes and fall along the way, get misguided, but overall they'll tend to follow the way of the Lord as they're taught. And it's so important for us to know that through the grief and gain of motherhood and parenting. For in the growing process, in the years of development, the years of your son and daughter live under your roof, parents all experience joy and sorrows, fun and heartaches, aggravation and anticipation, distress and delight, grief and gain. Both of these. That's into the reality of the world which the Lord speaks to mothers and all parents in this uplifting word of God. train up a child, as it's often heard in the past in other translations, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. During that growing process, a mother is training their children in the way they should go, so that the child grows in knowledge and understanding, learning right from wrong, helping them to obtain wisdom for the future, living for Christ, guiding them and giving them a framework for life and lifelong learning. So much of this comes from mom. But you know, even moms, the greatest of moms, can't or shouldn't control all the inputs that come into a kid's life. And they can't or shouldn't limit every consequence of life. For even the greatest of moms can't and shouldn't do this. One woman described it like this. Her mother was overly protective. And not just protecting her, protected her from the consequences of her decisions. And now as an adult, she's having to learn as an adult the consequences of decisions. Can you imagine if 2- and 3-year-olds don't learn the consequences of things they do wrong, if they're protected from that? This woman said that she's learning those now as an adult, and it's much more difficult to learn as an adult what would be best learned as a child. A good mother helps the child, protects them, but allows them to experience life and teaches them along the way. And they find delights, they find gain, they find joy as well as the griefs. Because what takes place in motherhood? Motherhood, there's grief and gain. There are tantrums of toddlerhood. Whoever experienced the tantrums of toddlerhood? Anyone ever had at Walmart or Target a toddler who went crazy? I know in my household that happened. Those kind of things happen. There's deadlines missed by teenagers. You know, teenagers who somehow at school don't realize that turning projects in on time is a good idea. And mom and dad find out later on, what are you thinking? The grief that comes along. Or maybe the times when they get upset with you and they zing words back at you, slam a door. Or maybe it's the blank empty stares, times of limited communication, misbehaving or rebellion that can exist. In spite of all that, there's also the times of family joy, of hugs, of I love yous, the delights of spending time together. All of this is part of normal motherhood, of grief and gain, of being a parent. Here's how one mother spoke about her work to guide her children. She said, "A woman's work is never done. Most people over the age of 35 know this phrase signifies, for the mother, there's something always to do. Whether it's cooking, cleaning, putting band-aids and scraped knees, going to PTA meetings, playing taxi while you have a minivan filled with kids to go to the movies or sporting activities, all the while holding down a job, the role of mother is no way a 9-to-5 job. Never before I felt the tug of 24/7 parental commitment than this point in my own children's life, the trying teenage years. While some teens fly through this hormonal and emotional period with a breeze, many teenagers find their families endure great moments of stress that would try even the patience of Job. One mother in this same predicament wrote to me for advice, as her household had become more of a war ground than home sweet home. My response was, continue to love and pray daily for her children. Sometimes we forget to do when we don't feel like it. When times are tough and it appears we have exhausted our options, pray. When anger and frustration are infiltrating your mind, dig down deep. Remember the love and commitment. When the warm, fuzzy emotions feel far from the surface, call out to God and let Him remind you that you are loved, and so too you are called to love. The reality, as we all know, is that families are not running like some old sitcom movie, Leave It to Beaver or Father Knows Best. Not all mothers aren't standing in front of their stoves dressed in pearls and heels. Children aren't all sweet and mannerly. The truth is, some mothers will not be issued any sort of recognition on this Mother's Day. There will be no boxes of candy, corsages, or cards drawn by crayon. Such wisdom is for mothers. The ones who have given selflessly to the best of their abilities. No one said motherhood would be easy. And just as enduring the messy diaper, sleepless nights with that young one who was just born, dealing with the terrible twos, with little recognition, the same happens sometimes in teenage years. When that happens, we look back and say, yes, it was difficult at times. When it happened, But it's exactly at this point what being a mom is all about. Enduring the hard times along with the good times. Just like marriage, for better or worse. Sickness and health. Recognition might not come today in the form of cards or flowers, but it will come deep from inside you, knowing you have done a job and done it well. It's true. A mother's work is never done. As long as our hearts are beating, our lungs are working, our job will never end. As God loves 24/7, so too is the esteemed role of motherhood. Mother is one who feels. A mother can get a child off their lap, but you can never get a child out of your heart. That's why the writer of the Proverbs says, direct your children unto the right path, and when you're older, they will not leave it. Because the love of a mother is so overwhelming, and it never ceases and never gives up. That's the motherhood that we see is real in life, and is part of this motherhood of grief and gain, of pain and pleasure, all wrapped together in the joys of parenting, and especially mothering. The last thing we want to see is, in this Mother's Day, is Christ-like character and contentment. In the Gospel of Luke, we see this message: but wisdom is shown to be right by the lives of those who follow it. Or in the NIV, it says, wisdom is proved right by their children. So it's in this context of the Scriptures that we find out that the wisdom of a mother, that the love of a mother, that the care of a mother will over time be brought to fruition in the life of their child. That's why the Scriptures say that when they get older, they will not leave it. Because it's something that God will work in their lives. Character taught, seen in their parents, will lead to lives that are lived worthy of respect. This is generally true. We're not necessarily talking about fame or fortune, worldly success, but we're talking about following Jesus Christ, being Christ-like. Being like Jesus Christ. For in adulthood, the characteristics that bring the greatest joy to a mother are not that you make so much money, that you've earned a PhD, that you find yourself at an office door with a big title, that you have a family with the same number of children you grew up with, but that you are living a Christ-like life. A Christ-like life that reflects Jesus Christ. For we've seen that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, the great wisdom that we see in the Proverbs, is brought to its highest fruition and place in the person and the work and the love of Jesus Christ. And as a mother loves their child and in wisdom teaches them to be wise, they're teaching them to be Christ-like, to grow and to live in Jesus Christ, because that is the highest point of wisdom. And it's by these things a godly mother will be pleased. Pleased to the point of contentment that their children, that they're the ones that they raise, the ones they have an impact, influence on, follow God through Jesus Christ, who live wise lives of faith in Christ. So that's where we see what the writer says in verse 24 of this Proverbs 23. The father of godly children has cause for joy. Those who are godly children have godly children. The father has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. So give your mother, your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. By how? By us living godly lives. By being those who follow Jesus Christ, who live in wisdom, who have developed good judgment, discernment, because we by faith are followers of Christ. And in this, mothers receive the greatest joy, that their children are living Christ-like lives. And when that happens, mothers are contented. They're fulfilled. They know what they've done is significant. They've been given meaning, happiness, and abiding joy. Isn't that really what a godly mother wants for a child? Here's what one writer said. I thought it was interesting. He says, the loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mother. The loveliest masterpiece of the heart of God is the heart of a mother. That's where the mother here on earth reflects the love and the caring of God the Father in heaven. And it's seen in the person of mom here on earth. One mother, in thinking of this, gave these reflections. I gave you life, but I cannot live for you. I can teach you things, but I cannot make you learn. I can give you directions, but I cannot be there to lead you. I can allow you freedom, but I can't take account for it. I can take you to church, but I cannot make you believe. I can teach you right from wrong, but I cannot always decide for you. I can buy you beautiful clothes, but I cannot make you beautiful in size. Inside. I can offer you advice, but I cannot accept it for you. I can give you love, but I cannot force it upon you. I can teach you to share, but I cannot make you unselfish. I can teach you respect, but I cannot force you to show honor. I can advise you about friends, but cannot choose them for you. I can tell you about lofty goals, but I can't achieve them for you. I can tell you about kindness, but I can't force you to be gracious. I can warn you about sin, but I cannot make you moral. I can love you as a child, but I cannot place you in God's family. I can pray for you, but I cannot make you walk with God. I can tell you how to live, but I cannot give you eternal life. Is this not what the scriptures are saying in these words of Proverbs, what this mother has just reflected? Where the proverb says, get the truth and never sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. For the father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. And how can your mother be happy above all things? By you being Christ-like in your life. By you living a life which follows Jesus Christ by faith. For you to be a child, a follower of Christ in living, whether you're 12, 22, 42, or 82, brings joy to your mom or your mother's legacy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. May she who gave you birth be happy. How can you and I honor our mothers today? Now, some mothers are gone, but how can you honor their legacy? A card, a dinner, flowers, if they're still alive, they're great. But there's nothing greater than to live a Christ-filled life of faith. To bring your mother joy by having your character be like Jesus Christ. Then they will be pleased today and forever. So the question for us on Mother's Day is, how joyful is your mother or your mother's legacy this morning? How joyful is your mother or your mother's legacy this morning? Are they pleased with where you're at in your relationship with Christ? Are you living a Christ-like life? Are you growing in wisdom and understanding and in faith? Because wisdom is proved right by your children. You may bring great joy to your parents, to your mom this morning. By how? By living a life that's full of the characteristics of Jesus Christ, living by faith. In that way, you may give joy to the woman who gave you birth. What a present for Mother's Day. Praise God for moms. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you that you have given us mothers and fathers, and on this day we celebrate moms. Because mothers reflect that love, that care, that compassion, that tender-hearted mercy of you to us beautifully. Lord, thank you for the joy that we have in having moms. Lord, may our lives reflect you so that we can bring joy and pleasure to our mothers. By living by faith in Christ, by living wise lives that give you praise. Lord, may we resonate with the scriptures that say so clearly to us this day, what pleasure to have children who are wise. So may she who gave you birth be happy because we are living in Christ. Lord, fill us with that joy as we celebrate Mother's Day today. In the name of Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen.